In many neighborhoods around the country, foreclosed homes are a common sight. Those empty houses are often neglected. They bring down property values for the remaining homeowners as well. In Cleveland, one judge is testing out a novel judicial tactic to help those neighbors. From member station WCPN, Mari Saito reports.
On a hot afternoon on a quiet street on Cleveland's southeast side, 74-year-old Yvonne Means stands in her carefully manicured yard, watering the tomatoes, green beans, and a sickly-looking set of collard greens.
I've got to get some medicine for this one. Ooh.
But what really gets this retiree upset is the house across the street. When it sold in 2004, Means had her own house appraised. It came in at $70,000. Means didn't sell her house, but the one across from her went into foreclosure. Now you can barely see the boarded-up windows because the shrubs are so overgrown. Means had her own home appraised again last spring.
But now it's priced at $50,000, so that's about, what, 20 less? And I really don't invite my friends over. I'm just ashamed of my street now, I really am. You know, the houses and that are not kept up.
Means and her neighbors recently received letters from Cleveland Municipal Housing Court Judge Raymond Pianca, telling them that one of the former owners of that empty house, mortgage giant Fannie Mae, was found guilty of housing code violations. As part of its remedy, the court ordered the company to pay restitution. Tomorrow, Pianca will hold a hearing to determine whether neighbors like Means can prove they suffered economic loss because of the house that Fannie Mae owned. Emory University School of Law Professor Frank Alexander says it's an unusual move for a housing court judge.
Criminal law has long afforded the possibility that a criminal defendant who is found guilty can be ordered to pay restitution to a victim. What is unusual in this case is that the victim are the adjoining owners who did not initiate the lawsuit necessarily. This lawsuit was initiated by the city.
To complicate matters, an attorney for Fannie Mae says the property was supposed to have transferred to Aurora Loan Services in 2008, before the violations were written up. But the paperwork wasn't filed until last spring. A Fannie Mae spokesman says tomorrow the company hopes to clear up just who owns the house. Judge Pianca also sent similar letters to neighbors of another rundown Cleveland house that's so bad it's now condemned. The defendant in that case is a Utah-based company called Go Invest Wisely LLC. Company officials did not respond to requests for comment. Cleveland Law Director Robert Triazzi says the proposed restitution hearings may help frustrated homeowners.
It is an appropriate recognition that other people other than the city itself has been harmed here.
But in an editorial, the Cleveland Plain Dealer wrote that Judge Pianca's restitution hearings risk overstepping the bounds of impartiality. And legal experts point out that neighbors can already sue negligent owners through nuisance or trespass laws. Others worry that restitution claims could scare off much-needed investors. Some Cleveland homeowners will be closely watching the restitution hearings. The defendant from Utah, Go Invest Wisely, also owned a dilapidated and graffiti-covered house a few doors down from retiree Edith Crum.
They bought the houses, then they go live somewhere else in beautiful mansions, and we stuck down here. It lowers the property value, and what can you do?
What Crum and her neighbors are doing is working with a group of local housing activists to try and get the property condemned. And depending on how tomorrow's restitution hearings go, Crum says the group may also head to housing court for its share of any restitution money. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Cleveland.